The measuring utensil, the held of Revius Halov, what was it used for? Revius Mayim Limitzurim, or Revius Shemen Lenazim. It was used to measure out the Revius Mayim that was needed for Mitzurim, and Mitzurim actually becomes Torah after take two Sipurim. And the Pasuk said that one of the Sipurim has to be shafted on top of the Kli Cheres which holds Mayim Chaim, and the Dam would go into the Mayim Chaim, and it needs a Revius Mayim which is measured out in the measuring utensil that held the Revius. And also was used to measure out the Revius Shemen that is needed for another. When he finishes his Nazirah, he brings Lachamim. And a Revius Shemen is needed for his Lachamim, and it's measured out in this utensil that holds a Revius. Now, even though the emphasis, there was no reason to be Makadesh, a Klisharis that held a Revius, for these uses that are mentioned here. As the Revius mind that is used for Mitzurah is not brought into the Beit HaMikdash, so therefore it can be measured out even in a Klichol. And so too, the Revius Shemen that is used for the Lachmei Nazir, since that Shemen did not become Kadosh until he shechts his Korban, there's no reason for a Kli Sharis to be used to measure it out. The Gemara explained that the real reason they were Makadesh a Kli Sharis that held the Revius was for the Chavitzei Kohen Gadol, as each Challah, the 12 Challah of the Chavitzei Kohen Gadol, required a Revius Shemen. And therefore, they were Makadesh a Kli Sharis that held a Revius Shemen in order to measure out this Revius Shemen that is used for the Chavitzei Kohen Gadol. Chati Log Mahayu Meshamish, the measuring utensil that held a Chati Log, what was it used for? Chati Log Mayim was like the Chati Log Shemen L'Toyda. With this measuring cup, we measured out the half a log water that is used for a Sota. As we had erased the Megillah Sota in Mayim, and it requires half a log of Mayim to erase the Megillah Sota, and half a log Shemen for a Toyda was measured out in this measuring cup. As with the Korban Torah, we bring Lachamim. And for the Lachamim altogether, we need a Cheti Log of Shemen, which is measured out in the measuring utensil that held a Cheti Log. Now, the Gemara said that for these uses, Bamis, we didn't have to be Makadosh a Kli Sharis that held a Cheti Log. Because the mind that was used for a Sota was taken from the Kior, as we need Mayim Kedosha. But after that, it was not needed to be put into a Kli Sharis, we could put it even into a Kli Chol. And the Chati Log of Shemen for a Torah did not become Kadosh until the Shechita of the Korban Torah, so therefore it does not need to be measured out in a Kli Kadosh. The real reason why we needed a measuring utensil to hold a Chati Log, the Gemara explained, is to measure out the Chati Log Shemen that is put into each nair of the menorah. Uvelog hayumodeid l'chor menachos. Afilu mincha shal shishim yisaran, nesim la shishim log. And the measuring utensil to hold a log. And that measuring utensil, we measured out the oil that was used for all the menachos. As the menachos needed a log shemen, even a mincha, which was 60 isarim, 60 log of shemen was needed for that mincha. And we measured each log out separately in this utensil that held a log. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Oymar, for the mincha shal shishim isarim, ein la ela loga. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov argued with the Tanakam. He said, even if a person chooses to bring a mincha of 60 isarim of flour, he still only puts in one log of shemen, and the amount of shemen in the mincha does not vary according to the amount of flour that is put in. No matter how much flour is put in, only one log of shemen is used. Shenemar lemincha ulog shemen. The pasuk says for a mincha and a log shemen. And according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, all minchas require just one log of shemen. Shisha lepa, arba la'ayel, shlosha lekevitz. Six logan of oil is required for the Michas Nesachim of a par. As we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, the Michas Nesachim of a par requires Chati Hin Shemen and Yain, which is six logos. Four logos of Shemen and Yain is required for the Michas Nesachim of an aisle, as this is a third of a hin. And three logos of Shemen and Yain is required for the Michas Nesachim that is brought with the Kebeth, this is a quarter of a hin. Shlosha Umechta Liminor Mechati Log L'chol Ner. 3.5 logum of shemen is required to light the menorah in the Beit HaMikdash. As half a log of shemen was put into each nair of the menorah. As we need enough shemen that the menorah will stay lit the whole night, even when the nights are very long. In Chodesh Teves, and the Chachamim were Meshayer, they estimated that the amount of shemen that is needed that the menorah will stay lit the whole night, even on the real long night, is a half a log of shemen.
Mesachim Menachos, Parak Tes, Mishnah Dalet, Ma'ar v'Nischei Elam, v'Nischei Parim.
Nischei Kfasim, but Nischei Kfasim. The part to give me ma'ar of the Yain Nesachim, of the Mechav Nesachim that is brought together with the Ayah, together with the Yain Nesachim of a Mechav Nesachim that is brought with a Pond. And so too, you can be ma'ar of the Yain Nesachim that is brought with the Mechav Nesachim of one Kevah, together with the Yain Nesachim that is brought with the Mechav Nesachim of a different Kevah. Now, even though normally you should not be ma'ar of the Yain from the Mechav Nesachim of one Korban together with the Yain of the Mechav Nesachim of a different Korban. As is there, you might go ahead and mix up the actual menchas of the two korbanos together, which is also lechatchila. But in this case, the Mishnah tells us that we're not goyzer. As we're talking about in this case, where the menchas had already been nikter, or where the two menchas of the two different korbanos were already mixed up together. So there's no longer any reason to be goyzer not to mix up the yain nesachim of the two different korbanos together. Shel yachid v'shel tzibor, shel yom v'shel emet. So too, you can mix up the Yayin Nesachim of a Korban Yachid together with the Yayin Nesachim of a Korban Tzibur. And you can mix up the Yayin Nesachim of a Korban that was brought today together with the Yayin Nesachim of a Korban that was brought yesterday. But the person does not have to bring the Nesachim of the Korban on the same day that the Korban is brought. Avol ein ma'ar v'nitzchei kvasim v'nitzchei parmbeim. But you cannot be ma'ar of the Yayin Nesachim that is brought with the Mechav Nesachim of a Kevah together with the Yayin Nesachim that is brought with the Mechav Nesachim of a Par. And an ox. The reason is because the Mechav Nesachim of a Keves has different percentages than the Mechav Nesachim of a par and an aisle. As for each isar and a flower that is used for the Mechav Nesachim of a Keves, there are three logum of shemen and yayin that is required, as opposed to the Mechav Nesachim of a par and an aisle, for each isar and a flower that is used, only two logum of shemen and yayin is required. So therefore, since the percentages of shemen per solas is different by the Mechav Nesachim of a Keves than by the Mechav Nesachim of a Par and an Ayin. So we are more machmer not to mix up the Yayin Nesachim of the two Korbanos, as you might come to be ma'arif the solas and the shemen of the two Korbanos also. And then, since the percentages of shemen per solas is different for these two Korbanos, one mincha might end up with too much shemen while the other mincha might end up with too little shemen. So therefore, even though we're talking about over here, where the salt and shemen of the two minchas were already mixed up, or they're already nicked, so it's not really shy so much zero over here. But in this case, since it's more chamer, if they do get mixed up, we're geyser and we are machmer, that we cannot mix up the chatchila, yayin nesachim of the two korbanos, as in a different case, you might end up mixing up the salt and shemen of the two korbanos. But if b'di'evet you mixed up the shemen and tzolos of a mechav nesachim of a kevah together with the mechav nesachim of a par and an ayin, and with the percentages of the shemen per solas are different for the two minchas, if you had already been b'ilo the shemen together with the solas separately for each mincha before they got mixed up, b'di'evet it's kosher, even though the percentages of shemen per solas is different. In Achelo, Bala Apostle. But if the two minchas got mixed up before you were Bailo, the Shemen together with the Solas for each mincha separately, in such a case, the minchas are Apostle, as now you cannot do the Blila anymore, since there might be wrong percentages of Shemen per Solas for each mincha, and a mincha, which is not possible to do Blila with, is Apostle, even though B'di'evet, if you don't do Blila at all, the mincha is kosher. But that's something where it was possible to do the Blila. But in this case, since the percentages of shemen per solas is wrong, it's not possible to do the Blila at all, so therefore the mincha is puzzled. Hakevet haba ima oimer. Aba pisha minchaso kvula lo hayu nesacha kvula. The kevet that is brought together with the mincha oimer on Tez Zayin Nisan. Even though the mincha for that kevet, double the amount of solas is used for that mincha, then for a regular Mechas Nesachim of a Keves. As the Mechas O'Aimer consisted of two Isaron Solas, as opposed to a regular Mincha that is brought together with a Keves, which consists of only one Isaron Solas. Even so, the Nesachim were not comfortable. The amount of Shemen and Yayin that is used for that Mincha were three Logan, just like a regular Mincha, which is brought together with a Keves.